from the aerodrome staff, when I knew that I was going to go into the Air Force as a wireless operator air gunner, I got a transfer to the armoury section, because we were, with the Hurricane now, we were arming, putting the, well, there was eight Browning 303s. We put those in, but we used to get these Browning guns straight from the manufacturer, and they would be covered in grease. We would have to strip them all down, wash them all out, make them a serviceable gun. We would have to make them a left or a right hand feed. We would then fit them into the airplane, and then we would take them out onto the apron to a marked out position. We would jack the tailplane up in the air to get the aircraft in the flying position. And on the hangar doors, there was a target marked, and we used to have to harmonise the guns onto that target. Now, by the meaning of the word harmonisation, it would mean that we would put down a periscope into the barrel of the gun and adjust that gun to come onto the mark on the hangar wall. And we would do that with each gun, and so that from each wing, at a certain distance, those bullets would harmonise with each other at a certain distance.
So this enables the pilot to actually fire to one spot.
That's it. Yeah.
So fire is concentrated.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that was harmonisation.
And this is a particular skill, is it?
No, it's not a skill. It's just an adjustment. There's no skill in harmonising. You just did the adjustment until you looked down the periscope and saw that gun was on a certain spot on the hangar wall, where everything would come at a certain distance. I don't know what I'm not sure that what the distance was. I think it was something like 200 to 300 yards, something like that. I don't know. I can't remember.
And as the hurricane sort of progressed through various stages,
we then came on where we fitted four. I think they were Hispano Suizas. I think they were 20mm cannons, two under each wing. They were fed not by belts, but by a container, a canister, for want of a better word. We then, the last thing that we did with the Hurricane was to fit the 40mm cannons underneath the wings, which became the tank buster.
So these were this was the cannon which was used in the North Africa campaign.
That's it. They were 40mm, virtually a type of Bofa gun, and they were really something. Yeah. In the desert campaign, they did a magnificent job by knocking out the German tanks. They really did. It was a great success. And of course, they also, the Hurricane also was capable of carrying 250-pound bombs under the wings. I never had anything to do with that. That was done after my time there. But I got to know that they even fitted these bombs underneath the wings. Whether they ever did rockets, I don't know. Do you know whether they fitted rockets on
them? I believe they did. I bet it.
Yeah, well, that was after my time. Yeah. So, that was my time with Hawkwards.